this is Allie.
Hello, this is Tiara.
And this is the Goddess Vibration. Welcome.
Welcome. So, we don't typically cover dark topics. I mean, okay, technically the last episode was pretty fucking dark. I was talking about soul sabotage and, you know, Allie had contributed her thoughts and insights into that. Okay, so that episode was pretty dark. This one's also kind of dark, but it's stuff you guys need to know. And I think it's stuff that people are starting to notice and recognize, but they're not doing anything about it. And it makes me insane. It makes me insane.
I think it makes both of us insane. But when we were talking about it last week, you had brought up a really good point about, I think people are noticing it. I just don't think people feel comfortable or they're in a place where they're just like, what little we have left, we don't want to risk losing.
Yeah.
So people are just staying silent.
Right. It's interesting that you say that because, like, okay, for the record, me and Allie are on TikTok a lot. And I see a lot of TikToks that are like disaster TikToks, like people predicting disaster or, you know, something's happening or they like just discovered a new virus that's killing some people on some part of the world. And then like half the comments are like, okay, can I stop paying my bills now? And I'm like, that has nothing to do. Is that all you care about? Like, it's just so funny to me. Like, people's priorities when it comes to some of this stuff. Like, I feel like people are just so exhausted. And I get it. Like, I really do. People are tired. I'm tired.
Well, yeah, everyone's burnt out. And it's not just in America. It's all around the world. We're in the burnout period in life right now. They have overworked us. They have completely raised all the prices on us. Most people are living paycheck to paycheck. People can barely pay their rent. People can barely put food on the table. And they're like, okay, well, there's a solution. Go get a third job. Because most people are already working two. And then it's like, work two jobs and get a side hustle.
Yeah. So what we wanted to discuss today was the dark agenda. And in some circles, it's referred to as the satanic agenda. I mean, essentially, it's the same thing. And you'll see this topic in a lot of conspiracy circles. And I do see some of it on social media, some people talking about the dark agenda, particularly in our popular culture and in music. Because as I was saying earlier, I think people are starting to see things like the veil's thinning. So they're starting to notice things that maybe they didn't notice before, like subtle things. And people are starting to ask questions. And I think that's great. I think that's fantastic. But I don't think people realize the depth of the darkness, like how deep it goes in our culture and in our society. And I refer to them as the cabal, the dark cabal, and how much influence they have over us and our thinking and the programming and the means that they go to keep people away from the light. Like, it's pretty massive. So we wanted to talk a little bit about that today and kind of share a little bit of our insights. Because I, like a lot of people out there, is starting to notice how it's infiltrated like Hollywood and music. And oh my God, do not even get me started on Doja Cat. We can't talk about this topic without talking about Doja Cat, because I think she's probably one of the most blatant examples, her and Sam Smith, actually, blatant examples of going that direction and what it can do to you. And people notice it too. Like, a lot of people notice it.
Definitely. I've never been a Doja Cat fan. Like, I haven't really listened to her music. I'm not really familiar with it, but I was like a really big Sam Smith fan. And I don't know. I don't know when the change happened. I wasn't a big enough fan, I guess, to say like, oh, this is exactly when the change happened. I don't really know. I just have seen some of his performances and it's just like, you know, very dark and, you know, dressing up like the devil and red leather and fire. And I'm just
it's
like, huh.
It's so in your face now. I
it's
know.
Very
it's
interesting.
Like, and it's in your face. And I have seen some concerts. I may have seen this on TikTok where like they are flashing like the word Satan in the background, or you're seeing upside down crosses and everything's red. And like people are dressed as like devil worshipers. And I'm just like, what is this? And I really started to pay more attention when they had the Satan Con. So I don't know if you guys have heard about this thing called the Satan Con. It's a conference, quote unquote, put on by the Satanic Church. And I think they held it this year somewhere on the East Coast.
I'm pretty sure it was Boston.
Was it Boston?
I'm pretty sure it was Boston. And I didn't even know SatanCon was a thing. I actually only heard about it through Tiara.
Right. I didn't know it was a thing either. But I was on Twitter and I was seeing these posts about... So I guess they had like their... Okay, for the record, I have gone to a couple professional conferences. So my mind, when I think of conference, was thinking like, oh, they're going to have sessions and they're going to talk about like, you know, stuff that's administrative or operational, like I don't know. So I had this vision of what this thing may have been. And so some of the videos I saw was like the opening day, and they had this woman on stage who was ripping the Bible, and she was ripping pieces out of the Bible and throwing it to the floor, and everyone was cheering. And I'm just sitting here like, okay, what could this event possibly entail? Like, okay, I get like that's very, you know, dramatic and provocative and they're trying to make a show of it. Okay, well, fine, whatever. But what are they like discussing at this event? Because here I am thinking, oh, are you know, are they going to sessions that are like child sacrifice 101, or like, you know, how to like coerce your neighbor? Like, what the fuck are they talking about? So I was watching some videos, and I watched a couple other videos. And it seems to me that it was just people coming together there to worship Satan and discuss how they can get other followers. It's kind of the impression I got. I didn't really dig deep into this because I was like, ooh, no, the energy here is not my thing. But yeah, so that that happened, and it was pretty widely publicized. Now, since I've seen that, I have also seen other things that are like just like in your face. So I've seen a couple posts on Twitter about schools having like after school events hosted by the Satanic Club. And I'm just like, you know, I don't remember a Satanic Club at my elementary school when I was 8. So this has to be newer, right? I don't know. So like little things like that I'm just seeing more and more. And I'm just like, you guys, we're fighting a spiritual battle, a massive spiritual battle.
Well, we're in a spiritual war.
We are in a spiritual war. And it's a spiritual war that actually is taking place in the entire universe. It's actually not just here. So it's so interesting to see that shift and to really see the veil come down and to see some of the things that are really happening in our culture and our society. And it's kind of terrifying. I'm not going to lie.
No, I definitely agree with you on the terrifying part. I can honestly say where I am. So I'm currently out of the country right now. And so like where I am visiting right now, I don't really see it, but it's very prominent like in the United States. I don't know on other parts of the world. I'm sure it is, but everything in the news right now, a lot of it is the United States. And I'm just like, maybe I don't want to return home like ever.
What is the United States on? Why do they fucking like, I just don't get it. I don't get it. And it's, I know that it's for the most part an agenda. So we call it, I mentioned that we call it the dark agenda. Essentially what it is, okay, so we're going down conspiracy rabbit hole. Join us for a minute here. The way I understand it and what resonates to me is that there are bloodlines on this planet that have a dark satanic lineage. Now, when I say that, essentially, I just mean that these are bloodlines that execute satanic rituals, child sacrifice, other stuff like that, because in exchange, they get power, wealth, and influence. So these are beings that are making deals with the infernal because they want the power that comes with said deals. Now, in my opinion, these deals are all shady. They're heavily karmic. They're destructive and they're terrible, but they do this and they've been doing it for a very long time. And these bloodlines essentially have control of the populace and can influence and use programming to keep people subjugated, to keep them dumb, to keep them powerless, so that they don't have access to the light. And when I say the light, I mean the higher knowledge, higher states of consciousness, connection to God. They use tactics to keep people separate from that. And it's effective. Unfortunately, it is very effective. Now, I have read a little bit about how deep this goes. I kind of wish I hadn't, because when I did read about how deep this goes, I think I was depressed for like 3 days. But if you really want to dig into how deep this goes, you can go to a website called the Ascension Glossary and just type in Satanic Agenda. Start there and your mind will be blown. So there are little pockets and circles on the internet and on social media that are starting to see how deep it goes. And a big component of it is sex trafficking and trafficking children. And this is going to get dark just for a little bit. It's going to get dark. This is just for education purposes only. Please take what resonates, discard what doesn't. So this is also technically considered a conspiracy theory. I do not think this is a conspiracy theory. I think this is fact that worldwide there are pedophile child sex trafficking rings, and they use those because through sacrifice of these children, they get power. Dark, I know, fucking dark, but that's just one aspect of how deep this shit infiltrates. And that's what we're up against when I say that we are fighting a spiritual battle.
Yeah, ironically enough, I knew about this website and I knew about this topic, and I actually almost started reading it and my like intuition just stopped me. It was like, nope, you're not going down this rabbit hole, because I love rabbit holes and I love conspiracies. And Tiara and I were truth seekers. You know, we love to educate ourselves and we love to dig deeper. And I couldn't even go down this rabbit hole. That is how dark this is. The fact that I started to read it and something inside of me was like, don't go down this rabbit hole. Like, and I usually don't steer away from rabbit holes, but yeah, it's just a testament of how dark this gets.
Oh my God. So I was on Quora. I don't know when I did this. This was like a couple months ago. By the way, when I had my spiritual awakening, the first place I went to was Quora. I don't know why I chose Quora of all fucking places, but I did. And if you're looking for like spiritual topics, like especially about twin flames, twin souls and soul connections, there's actually a lot of good information on Quora. But anyway, I was on there just kind of looking around and I saw someone post about the Illuminati in Hollywood. And this response is probably the most in-depth, thorough response in regards to what's going on in Hollywood that when it comes to the dark agenda that I've been able to find. So you'll hear us refer to the dark agenda in multiple ways. Like we'll say the cabal, you might hear us say the Illuminati. Essentially, it's all the same thing. Now, I honestly don't know if there's actually an Illuminati. Like, I don't know if there's like this group of Hollywood actors and stars who sit on this committee of darkness led by Beyonce. Like, I don't know. I don't know if this is a real thing. But I'm just going to read a little bit of what this says because it resonated and it made so much sense. This response actually came from someone who claims that she has researched this topic, like Hollywood and the media and the darkness and the depth of the darkness, and has been doing so for years and years. And so I was like, oh, okay, you kind of know your stuff. So this is what she says. Is Hollywood run by the Illuminati? Hollywood, like media and politics, is agenda driven. While there are plenty of outsider agendas beyond the scope of the worldly powers that be, they serve a purpose, and that is to preserve the illusion that there is no sinister activity being handed down from the spiritual leaders, quote unquote, blind cronies who run the show. You see, unless you have been deeply involved in the occult and have seen what happens when you arrive at the higher levels within the various sects, you wouldn't know shit, like many who are answering this question. Qualifying politicians, corporate moguls, the media leaders are just like you and me. They are incentive driven. The difference between myself and these lost souls are that I would rather die than sell out, which is why I am not a part of their quest to bring about a one world tyrannical savior that is opposed to all that humanity needs. The fact that many of you do not truly understand the importance of these leaders of symbology and their ongoing plans for the degradation of society means that you will fail to understand what is happening in the world around you and on an international scale. The battle being fought here is not of flesh and blood. It is a battle purely in the spiritual realm, which impacts the physical. Since we are people and both flesh and spirit, we are special creatures. It is the very reason why Lucifer, their god, whom the special elite answer to, hates humanity. The sad part is that the spiritual elite pass their orders down through designed channels, and those orders are received with dollars. It's either lead or silver. As a politician, you follow instructions well and you get your sack of money. You refuse and you will be exposed or terminated or both. There is less glory in Hollywood and media. Those two areas are just driven by payoffs. Hollywood has been pushing the immorality agenda very hard since the first orders in 1963. Today, it is accept sodomy as beautiful, which fulfills the occultic power quest that requires being bisexual or homosexual. Tomorrow it will be lower or eliminate the age of sexual consent or eliminate child protection laws. History has shown these initiatives as successful in several societies, including Canaanites, Midianites, Amorites, Babylonians, Egyptians, as well as in Greece and then Rome. That shit resonates. And I see all of this. Like, I see us going in that direction, and I see this manifesting, and I see the darkness, and I do see us headed the direction of Rome, as unfortunately as that is. Again, I'm talking here in Western society, particularly in the United States. Like, it makes sense, it's spot on, and it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate.
It's so unfortunate. I really don't know how we got here. I mean, I think that's a lot of history, and I think that's even a deeper, darker rabbit hole that one day maybe we'll go down. But I don't really know how we got here. I don't know how we got to this place where it just turned into this shitstorm. And I don't know why more people aren't talking about it, and I don't know why more people aren't aware to it. And if you are aware to it, then we really have to stop being silent about it.
Right. Especially like when it's coming to some of the stuff that they're doing to our children. Now, I am convinced, this is my opinion. I'm not here to be political or to, you know, get on sides or anything like that. Again, this is for education and entertainment purposes only. I'm of the belief that they are going after our children, and the way that they're doing it is using stuff like the bisexual, homosexual, trans agenda to, I don't want to say brainwash, but to influence children. Now, depending on your belief system, I don't have any type of problem with anyone who's gay or bi or, you know, homosexual, lesbian. You do you. That's perfectly fine. My concern comes in when you start pushing this stuff on kids who are very, very you know, highly influenced. They're still growing. They're still learning about themselves. They kind of need to grow into themselves before we start pushing this kind of stuff on them. And I'm seeing this stuff pushed on kids, like in elementary school, kindergarten, preschool, and it bothers me. And I'm convinced that it is a part of the dark agenda. That is my opinion. Okay. That doesn't mean that the people are doing it are dark. You know, it's just there's some type of influence there that's happening. And it makes sense based on the trend towards trying to get to the kids, influencing the kids, because if once you get the kids, it's game over, right? Like, because they're so impressionable. They're the next, you know, they're next to be adults.
They're our next generation. And then yes. It's like, it's actually been proven that, like, you know, they say kids are sponges between four and six, I think, are the ages where kids are just sponges and they absorb everything because they're so innocent. They're just observing everything. Yeah. And that's really the time. Like, that's when, if you want your kid to be multilingual, that's the time to start teaching your kid because they're just sponges. And it's been said that, like, you know, looking at some soul stories, and I'm not trying to get off topic here, but looking at some soul stories, you know, there is a very interesting soul story. It's a romantic one. And, you know, Tiara and I have both looked into this story and we're just like, how did this story become like so successful? And at the beginning of the story, we find out that these two souls met when they were children. And they just surrendered to the universe. They trusted the process. They trusted in each other. And no one else in the universe has been able to replicate this story thus far from our understanding. And that will be a separate episode because I do want to talk about that at some point. But it just, that really resonated with me, the fact that, like, if you really want to shape who they become as people, you have to do it when they're young.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so that's when I'm just like, oh my gosh, like these kids, like, and you're starting to see it in trends and surveys where you're seeing like at younger and younger ages, more and more kids are identifying as like trans or as bi or like, you know, and I'm just like, it wasn't like this 20 years ago, 30 years ago. What has changed? I can tell you exactly what's changed, but you know, I'm not here to be political. I'm just, again, that's just my opinion.
I also want to note that we're not here to be judgmental. I am also in the same stance as Tiara. Like, I've never had a problem. Like, if you want to be bisexual, a lesbian, if you want to be a homosexual, like, I have no problem with that. And I actually am just like, you want to know what? You should be you. And I'm a strong believer in like honoring yourself and you should be who you want to be. But I do take it a little personally when you go after children who are not fully developed and they don't really understand what that means yet. And I'm not saying that every child doesn't know what it means to love another boy or to love. I mean, love is love, right? They might know, but are they fully developed to it? Do they fully comprehend it? Do they fully understand it? That's where I take my issue with it.
Absolutely. And okay, we're going to go into this trans topic just a little bit because I think it's significant because I do think that it is being used by the dark agenda to destroy people. And I say that because a lot of people who go down that route, particularly when you start talking about people who are taking the hormones and people who are doing the surgeries, if you talk to a lot of detransitioners, they will say to you that they didn't like how they were coerced into changing their gender, that they would have really hoped and wished that someone would have explored their trauma. Because I'm of the opinion that that need to transition yourself or to like change yourself in that manner so drastically is a trauma response. And it appears to be the case in a lot of people who detransition. So now we're talking about pushing something upon young impressionable people who at the end of the day really just need someone to help them deal with their trauma. That is why it is of the darkness, because it is misguided and it tries to fix something in the wrong way, in a manner that is not reversible most of the time. So I wanted to add that little tidbit in there. That's my perspective on it. That I am 100% convinced that the way that it is being used is of the darkness. That's not to say that there aren't people out there who are genuinely trans and genuinely need to do that transition. But most of these kids that are doing this and that are like, oh my gosh, kids, like under 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, who are doing this and are getting their breasts cut off and are going on puberty blockers, they have trauma. And I feel like that's what needs to be explored first before we start pushing this stuff on these children. So, you know, that's just my opinion on it. I'm wondering if I'm going to get a lot of hate, but hey, you want to hate? Bring it on. Bring it on. I'm all for a debate. Again, my opinion for entertainment purposes only, not meant to be political.
Or judgmental.
Like, or judgmental.
I think that this is important. I think it's an important topic to talk about, as difficult as it is, only just to bring awareness to it. Because I don't feel like enough people are standing up and talking about these really difficult subjects. And we're not saying that we don't want people to be who they truly want to be. I just feel, and this is my personal stance on it too, and I just feel that kids don't really know who they are. I know I didn't know. I'm straight. I'm not referencing myself in the LGBTQ community. I'm just saying that, like, people have identity crisis for many different things. It doesn't have to be gender related. And I carried a ton of trauma as a kid. And I didn't really fully deal with that trauma until my 20s. Now, yeah. I'm just saying that, like, when people are traumatized, people don't realize, like, everyone has an outlet for trauma. Most people lock it up in a box and throw away the key. Well, guess what? That festers over time. Mm. It festers and it builds, and eventually people don't know what to do with it. So people do they react in different ways. It could be as severe as ending one's life. It could be as severe as, you know, cutting off their breasts. It could be as severe as something just to grab attention, saying, I'm hurting and I'm not being noticed and I'm not being heard and I don't feel safe enough to talk about this. I don't feel safe in my environment to feel supported. And so then they act out. And these are the types of things that can come out when they're not talked about.
Right. So speaking of trauma, I do think we're going to probably do a separate podcast on trauma, because I've been studying trauma and trauma response. And oh my gosh, there is so much that we don't know that we should know about how trauma affects the mind. And all of us have some kind of trauma. And gosh, if this information in regards to how to navigate trauma and really process it was more widespread, I'm convinced that we would have so much fewer problems with the world, because trauma response theory is so incredibly fascinating and it makes so much sense. And I do integrate some of it into my spiritual coaching, for the record. But
we both do.
Yeah, I mean, we need to make that a podcast.
No, we definitely need to make it an episode. I mean, we both integrate trauma into our coaching sessions, only because, like, trauma also is at the soul level. It's not only it's not only in the incarnate level and the conscious level. It is at the soul level, and it can run deep.
Oh, man.
Deep.
Yes. You can have a soul that is traumatized just as much or more so than an incarnate entity. And so now we're talking about needing to go through multiple layers to really get down to the depth of the trauma and where it's coming from, especially because a soul is an energetic entity that has had multiple lifetimes. So again, this is more advanced level spiritual work. Again, stuff that me and Allie are quite proficient in is being able to talk to the soul, explore some of the past lives that have impacted the soul, and craft a new narrative. And it's a process. It really is a process. But, you know, if you feel like that's what you need to explore, me and Allie are proficient in that and can help you.
I just think that people really need to do their research. And I think that mental health around the world, it's not only America, mental health around the world is just not a priority. They make it so difficult to seek professional help. And for the life of me, that's actually something that drives me insane, is all they want to do is they want to pump you with antidepressants and they want to put you on all this anxiety medication and I'm not saying that those emotions aren't valid. I'm just saying that I don't understand why they make it so difficult to seek professional help other than prescription drugs.
Right. And that's like, okay, I'm not here to bash clinical settings or clinical work. I think that clinical work is fantastic. And if you can afford that and get that kind of help, please do. But not everyone can afford that stuff. And as Ali mentioned, mental health treatments is not widely available, even here in the U.S. If you have insurance, it's still often not accessible. So that's why I'm a big proponent of doing the spiritual teaching, spiritual coaching, because you can get similar results. You're just going about it a different way. You're going about it at the spiritual level as opposed to the mental level. But oftentimes the spiritual and the mental are linked. So you can get a lot of support by doing spiritual coaching and spiritual healing. Albeit it's just a different way of helping yourself or a different way of going about your healing.
It's more like doing subconscious work. I mean, there are definitely other avenues to that. Like one that I'm a really big fan of that I would recommend is hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy is like you go under hypnosis and you're doing subconscious level work. There's lots of outlets to heal outside of psychotherapy. If psychotherapy is your thing, no judgment here, right? It's like if it gives you a safe space to talk to someone and really work through some of that, I think that's fantastic. You have to find what works for you. But I'm just saying that a large percent of the time, a person really needs to do the deeper level work, the subconscious work.
Absolutely. So I want to talk a little bit about how you guys can protect yourselves from this darkness. Honestly, you're going to have to unplug from the matrix. And that's going to mean doing things like not listening to the low vibrational music, not watching the news, maybe shifting what you're receiving on social media. I had to go about this process because I was into all of that stuff. I don't know why. Like the horror movies and like the disaster stuff and like the doom porn. I was into all of it. I was like, oh yeah, how are we going to get destroyed today? But I didn't realize that it was affecting me like on a deeper level until I stopped ingesting it. And I was just like, oh shit, this is what that feels like. This is what it feels like to not be ingesting darkness all the time. So you might have to do that. And I know that it's hard to let go of like your favorite artists, but a lot of that subliminal programming is baked into their music, whether you realize it or not. And there are people on Twitter, or not just Twitter, but like YouTube and TikTok who have gone into songs and like deconstructed them or played them backwards. And you wouldn't believe some of the stuff that's programmed into their music. That's
subliminal messaging. It's subliminal messaging.
Yes. And you have no idea until you do something like that. So you're going to have to like really be intentional about what you're ingesting, what you're watching, what you're consuming, because it's going to affect you whether you realize it or not.
You know, I saw something really interesting on TikTok that just, I mean, it was so simple, but it blew my fucking mind. It was like on our basic logos, like our famous logos, like, you know, the McDonald's and the Burger King's and the Wendy's. And if you haven't noticed, they're all in like the lower, like the coloring, the colors that they choose, like all of them contain red. Huh. If you look at the logos, it's like, I wish I knew exactly which TikTok this was. And if I can find it here, I'll send it to you. But like, it just, the second I saw it, they were just like, yeah, have you noticed that like all the biggest brands and logos are, have all like done the lower conscious, like the colors that are like lower consciousness. And it just blew my mind.
So you're talking about like the lower level chakras, like red, orange, yellow.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. It's everywhere. Right? It's baked right? into everything. The symbology.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God. Symbology could easily be its own podcast episode, but there's a lot of symbology tied to the dark agenda and it's everywhere. I saw a TikTok that was like, oh yeah, on the Oreo, there's like a satanic cross.
Yes, I saw that one too.
I was like, what the fuck? I've been eating Oreos my entire life. I still eat Oreos because they made those gluten-free ones, which, for the record, are delicious. But when I saw that, I was like, oh no. So I switched to Glutino. Which are actually really, really good. Me and Allie destroyed really a pack of vanilla Glutinos. Oh.
In one sitting. Shamelessly.
But it was good. Anyway, yeah. So, you know, honestly, if you want to protect yourself, you got to stop consuming this stuff, you guys. You also really need to dedicate yourself to ascending and to healing and to connecting to the light, because their sole purpose is to stop you from doing that. And you can rise above it if you make that conscious choice to ascend and to choose the light and to choose God. You can't. But you have to choose it, you guys. Like, no one's going to choose it for you. No one's going to hold your hand or guide you. You have to make that choice.
And everyone on this planet, because Tiara and I have done channeling sessions because we're both divine channelers. And I had actually asked that in one of our channeling sessions. And I said, you know, who's supposed to ascend? And they're like, well, it has to be in your contract, your soul contract. And I was just like, She had said to me, the ones that it's in the contract have the option to definitely ascend because we all have free will, right? So you can choose it or not choose it. But then I said, okay, well, what about the rest of the population? Because we all know that like now is one of the most interesting times to be alive because the entire planet is ascending, right? Like Gaia is trying to escape the darkness. That is her whole, like, this is the whole reason why we're doing, like, why she's going through the ascension process. And I said, okay, well, what about the 8 billion souls on this planet? And she was like, everyone has the option to ascend. Everyone has an open contract to ascension. However, they have to choose it. They have to. There's no other way. No one's going to force them to do it. They have to choose it.
Absolutely. So that's why I'm saying, like, you guys have to consciously make that choice and consciously make that decision. And the easiest way to start that is to just, like, do some introspection and look at yourself and do the shadow work. We talk about shadow work all the time on this podcast because it's so significant. And it's how you step out of 3D and start to go towards the higher states of consciousness. You have to do the work, you guys. Like, there's no getting around it. No one's going to do it for you. If you need some help or guidance with that, me and Allie are resources. But if we want to win this spiritual battle, we have to choose the light and we have to choose it together.
Agreed.
Yeah. It's so funny because I feel like we do podcast episodes and then like or talking, and they were like, oh shit, here's like six more podcast episodes. That's good. Well, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing, because it just is, it just really goes to show like how much there is to talk about and how much information there is about this. And you know, we're doing our part, the best to our ability, to bring awareness to some of these topics, as difficult as they may be. Again, it's not our intention to insult anyone. I really hope anyone who listens to this episode in particularly is not insulted. That's not our intention. Our intention is to bring awareness to it. And, you know, that's just something more people need to talk about it. And so we really felt like this was something that we should talk about. We don't mean to offend anybody, I promise.
Yes, we never mean to offend anyone. But at the end of the day, if you're offended, you know, that's on you, because, you know, you're in control of your emotions. Like, you know, we don't control your emotions. I felt like that was so petty. I don't mean to be petty. I'm just saying that, like, our intent is never to offend, ever. If you are offended, well, you know, maybe you need to explore that. That's all I'm saying.
We also don't mean to be rude.
I'm not trying to be rude.
I'm sorry if that came off as rude. I'm apologizing on Tiara's behalf.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes I'm direct like that. So my bad if that came across as too direct. It's just, I'm all about just saying it.
Ugh. I mean, I am too, but we have to find balance here, because we are speaking to the public, and I want to be considerate of everyone.
Of course, absolutely. We love you guys. So thank you for tuning in. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, like, thank you for tuning in, and next week we'll do something lighter.
Yeah, sorry about all the darkness. I think we've had like 2 weeks of dark shit. We'll do something lighter next week. Something airy and fun.
Agreed. I think we need to do something airy and fun. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I hope you all have a good, like, rest of your week and weekend. I recognize that this is dark, and so I'm just like kind of at loss for words.
Yeah, so rebuke the darkness. If you feel like after listening to this you need to rebuke that darkness, go ahead and do so. I started doing that like mentally when I was talking. I was like, okay, I'm talking about darkness, let me rebuke it right now. Feel free to do that. But this is a pretty high vibe podcast. Allie and I are high vibe people. You're gonna be okay. We love you. If you want to learn more about us and our podcast, you can visit us on our website. It is www.goddessvibrationstudio.com. And you can also contact us there, because our email addresses are on there. So if you feel like you want to reach out, provide some feedback, offer some topic ideas, or get some help, please do.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Right.
Thanks, you guys. Bye-bye.